Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Getting ready for today, I was just looking over all this stuff about AI and e-commerce.
Yeah.
And wow, like it's everywhere online, you
I
know?
guess it really
I
is.
mean, so much of it we don't even realize is happening in the background,
Absolutely.
just constantly shaping our experience.
Yeah.
But when you stop and think about how it's actually working, like, kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Have you ever, like, imagined a store that was basically designed just for you
It's true.
with like every single thing perfectly, tailored to what you like
Yeah.
and what you want and what you need? AI is making that
It
possible,
really is, yeah.
And I was looking through your notes and one quote that really jumped out at me.
Okay.
It said, AI is like giving online stores a superpower to upgrade.
It is. That's a good way to put it.
Right. And we see it everywhere, like especially with those personalized recommendations,
Yes, definitely.
Spotify seems to know my music tastes better than I do. How does
True.
that even work?
Well, it's actually a lot of it comes down to something called collaborative filtering.
That's
You know, it's kind of like a giant matching game.
okay.
So the AI looks at, millions of users, right? With similar tastes to you.
Okay.
And it uses their data to predict what you might like.
Interesting.
So, for example, if you and I both love the same band, well, the AI might suggest other bands that I enjoy,
Yeah.
but that maybe you haven't heard yet,
So it's really looking at patterns and then making
Exactly. It's all about pattern.
recommendations based on that.
Yeah. And it can get incredibly specific.
Wow, that is so interesting. But it kind of makes you wonder, like, how much do these algorithms actually know us?
That's a really great question. And that kind of leads us to, another big area
Yeah.
where AI is having a huge impact.
Okay.
And that's customer service.
Yeah.
We see more and more,
No.
AI-powered
Oh,
chatbots
yeah.
popping up all over websites.
Yeah. Sometimes they're super helpful, sometimes they're not.
Exactly.
Not so much.
It's a mixed bag, right?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on those?
Yeah.
Any cool, like, insights from your research?
Well, what's fascinating is that AI is actually being used to improve those very
Oh,
interactions.
interesting.
So imagine a chatbot that could actually analyze your tone of voice or, the specific words you're using.
Yeah.
And if it senses, like, you're getting frustrated, it can automatically connect you to a
Oh,
human.
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's like they're learning to, read our minds.
In a way, yeah.
Well, sort of. I did have this one experience with a chatbot
What?
where it just kept giving me the wrong information.
Oh
No
no.
matter how many times I rephrased the question, it was, ugh.
I
It's so frustrating.
can only imagine. Yeah, that would be super frustrating.
Yeah.
But it also, I think, highlights that, AI is still evolving,
For sure.
right? And not
Yes.
all chatbots are created equal,
Right.
but the potential is definitely there for it to really streamline customer service and make it, faster and more efficient for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's not just about making things easier for us shoppers.
Right.
It's also got to be like benefiting the businesses themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's where, AI's ability to analyze vast amounts of data really becomes crucial.
Okay, so give me some examples.
Okay. Well, let's take pricing, for instance. AI can look at things like historical sales data, competitor pricing, and even external factors like the weather
Oh, wow.
to predict demand and adjust prices in real time.
So they're really using like all this different
Yeah,
information.
it's called dynamic pricing.
Wow.
And it allows businesses to optimize their pricing strategies for maximum profit,
Okay.
but it can also offer competitive deals to shoppers.
That's amazing. It
Yeah.
really is. So it's like AI is this master puppeteer,
Yeah, I like that analogy.
pulling all these strings behind the scenes to make everything run smoothly. Now, what about inventory?
Okay.
Does AI play a role there
Oh,
too?
absolutely. AI can analyze past sales trends,
Okay.
predict future demand, and optimize stock levels to make sure businesses have the right products in the right quantities at the right time.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah. This minimizes waste,
Okay.
reduces storage costs,
Yeah.
and it helps prevent those, dreaded out of stock messages.
That we all hate.
We all hate those, yeah. So it's all about efficiency and creating a seamless experience for the customer.
Okay, I'm officially amazed. AI is like the ultimate multitasker. I mean, it's just...
It really is.
Doing it all. So before we wrap up, are there any other big takeaways from your research that, you know...
Well, I think it's important to remember that, you know, AI and e-commerce is still relatively new.
Yeah.
As with any emerging technology, there's always a learning curve, right?
Yeah.
For both businesses and consumers.
That is a great point.
Yeah.
And it's something for our listener to really think about, you know,
absolutely.
As AI gets even smarter. What do you think online shopping is going to look like in the future? Food for thought.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much for diving deep with us today.
Thanks for having me.
This was great. I learned so much. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.